Police Chief Kurt Hoyer, the police department and the Boys and Girls Club, a pretty much natural match. You also get involved here.
Well, we certainly do, Lee. A lot of our staff take opportunities when requested by Boys and Girls Club to come in and do programming, programming around safety, programming around all sorts of different things, so that we can help create and continue to maintain that real positive interaction between law enforcement and our youth. Great opportunity in partnership with our Boys and Girls Club.
And you also have a situation where you can help these kids get into positive activities and perhaps keep them out of trouble on the streets.
Oh, absolutely, and we love that, you know, and we're all about that, because some of the hours of the day that are most troubling, and oftentimes when youth are getting into those mischievous times, is that after school, that pocket of time between the time mom and dad get home from work or whatnot. This fills that gap. They've got great after-school programming and positive place for the kids to be, and keeps them out of, you know, the poor decision-making, building positive decision-makers. So, yeah, we love that aspect.
You've been in this community a long time, and you were here when the Pitch Center was a school in the Wisconsin Rapids system. Yes. That sat empty a while, and this has got to be a perfect use for this building.
Larry, this is heartwarming. Our son Justin was a kindergartner here way back, and we love the school. We love the staff. When Pitch closed, it was a very sad event for a lot of people that really had connections with this school. Now, to have it open its doors again and to have a presence with our Boys and Girls Club and the youth that are able to come here, it's really heartwarming.
Anything you want to add today?
Just a pleasure to be here, and so proud of the partnership that the Boys and Girls Club and our local law enforcement have.